Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, tonight, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And the NBA conversation, it's going to continue. And I'm so delighted to open up the mic and welcome in my amazing producer right here at SB Nation Radio. That is, you got to get to know Giovanni Lopez. And it's the holidays. We wanted to power down a bit. We want to talk some NBA. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Big E?
Hey, it's all good. We're glad to have you in studio with us to talk about your Houston Rockets, and they are truly rolling right now, despite, you know, they had that two-point loss earlier in the week against the Spurs, but, you know, Harden, he finishes with, what, 31-10 and 7 assists. So who knew they were going to be so good? Life would be so good after Dwight Howard. Why have they been able to thrive?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is has to be their chemistry is way better this season than it was last season. The Dwight Howard saga between him and Harden was real tolling for the whole team. They pretty much had to pick sides. And then also, this whole system ran around shooting a lot of three-point shots. But the best three-point shooter last season was James Harden at 36 or 37% from three. So this season, they got some shooters going. So I think that's the biggest thing. They got Eric Gordon, who can shoot the three really well. And then they got Ryan Anderson that can shoot the three real well. So that's one of the biggest things. And also the whole system between the Mike D'Antoni system where role players know what to do. That was one of the biggest pet peeves for me last season where role players didn't know what to do off the ball. As you know, like role players, star players can make up their own shot. They can have an offense by themselves. But role players, I think they really need a system for them to flourish.
The producer at SB Nation Radio, Giovanni Lopez, is with us tonight. We are talking about his Houston Rockets. And, you know, I brought up the fact, you know, they have had to learn how to live without Dwight Howard since he has moved on. But if you think about the 2015, the 2016 season, I mean, he missed a lot of games. He was out. So they had to learn to life without, you know, Dwight Howard.
Yeah, absolutely. And 2014, 2015 season where he missed a lot of games as well, that's where they finished, what, second in the West? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not saying it was all Dwight Howard's fault, but there was some precedent there where if Harden had the ball most of the time and he didn't have to share the ball with Dwight Howard, they could win some games. And also, Trevor Ariza had a career year like he's having this season. So I just think that Dwight Howard needed such a, like, I think he would have flourished if the Rockets would have given him the ball in the post. But at the end of the day, that's not what the team is about. It's about pick and rolls. It's about shooting threes. And now they're doing exactly what they always wanted to do.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Rockets' offense, how they love to launch the threes. But, you know, and obviously the renewed commitment to James Harden. He's having just a sensational year. But how much credit does the defense deserve?
Well, you know, I really thought that they were going to be like 28th in defense this season or 29th in defense. But they got some great defensive coordinators that came in and who have established great careers in Memphis, and I just think that being in the top 20 is such a huge accomplishment, especially because Ryan Anderson wasn't a defensive stopper, well, pretty much ever in his career, or Eric Gordon is not considered a great defensive player, and pretty much you're only down to Patrick Beverley and Trevor Ariza playing great defense, so, and Capella as well. Can't forget about the big man.
Right. And, you know, when you think about defensively, you were talking about their rating. Well, I believe they're, what, 14th right now in their defensive rating. Do you think they have the athletes to score but also to defend, to play that smart defense that is going to be required in order for them to be able to make a run and sustain this level of winning and what they have been able to accomplish this first part of the season?
Yeah, I think they do have the athletes. I mean, it's so refreshing to see Patrick Beverley just focus on defense and Trevor Ariza is focused on defense because all they do is shoot threes from beyond the arc. I mean, that's their main point in this offense. So James Harden can keep doing what he's doing, like playing some defense, and then as well as Ryan Anderson, I think they do have the ability at least to stop a little bit. And you saw that against in this this 10 game winning streak where they held opponents 100 points. I mean, they held the Kings, although they were playing a D-League team pretty much.
Right.
And then they held the Mavericks. Sorry. And so they can definitely play defense. It's just how committed they're going to be later on in the season whenever their legs are a little bit more tired.
Giovanni Lopez is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big Esports Show. We love having him with us because he is my producer. We want to talk about his Rockets and specifically James Harden. How far can he take the Rockets? And do you think he is the league MVP? Because there's been a lot of attention on Russell Westbrook. He's been a triple-double machine. But what about James Harden? How would you quantify with what he's been able to accomplish so far?
Well, he's really carried this whole team. I mean, without him, I don't know where the Rockets would be at. So, as far as MVP talk, my biased opinion, he is. But if I'm just saying straight up, I think Russell Westbrook is definitely the MVP right now. It's so hard to average a triple-double nowadays, especially because when the Big O did it, there were maybe 30 shots more taken every game. And this season, he's doing it all by himself pretty much. So, just looking at the stats, I mean, Russell Westbrook is just a monster. So, I got to give it to him. And then, how far Harden can take this team? I say maybe to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know how much if a like playing Golden State is going to be a whole different monster, especially 7-game series. Mm-hmm. They beat them already this time this season, but playing them in a 7-game series, I don't know how they can hold up. And also, Mike D'Antoni's system hasn't proven yet that they can win championships. It's proven that it's great during the regular season and can get teams to the Western Conference Finals, but got to see how it adjusts to the defense during the playoffs.
It's been great to have you with us on the first time on our program. Giovanni Lopez, the producer at SB Nation Radio. You want to check him out in the clutch. I believe you've got a podcast.
Yeah.
Where can our listeners go for that, Gio?
Audioboom.com. You can follow me at GOSP13. And then you can follow our podcast on In the Clutch 975.
Awesome. First time on the show. We want to thank all of our amazing guests and wish all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And we will see you in 2 weeks right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, the next generation of sports radio.